Brooklyn, New York, November 4, 2025, a violent and unprovoked robbery late Sunday night in the East New York section of Brooklyn has left a 45-year-old man hospitalized in critical condition. Police say three unidentified assailants attacked the victim, inflicting deep stab wounds to his head and body, before fleeing the scene with his personal items. The incident underscores ongoing public safety challenges in neighborhoods that many residents believed were seeing recent crime reductions. Grim details of the attack. Shortly after 1 a.m., the victim was walking on Van Sicklen Avenue near Belmont Avenue when he was approached by three men, according to a statement by the New York City Police Department, NYPD. Witnesses reported hearing a heated exchange, followed by a burst of stabbing. One of the attackers carried a large folding knife and delivered multiple blows to the left side of the victim's face and head. "I heard screaming and then a loud thud," said a nearby resident who wished to remain anonymous. "When I looked out the window, I saw him on the ground and they were gone." Officers responding to emergency calls found the man unconscious and bleeding severely. He was transported to Brookdale University Hospital Medical Center, where his condition remains listed as critical. Detectives recovered the victim's jacket, backpack, watch and smartphone, items believed to have been forcibly taken during the assault. Evidence, suspects and surveillance footage. NYPD detectives scoured nearby security cameras and collected multiple shell casings. Video footage from a Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, subway car, where the assailants were captured boarding just before the attack, shows three men, all dressed in dark streetwear. One carried a backpack bearing the slogan, "Only the Strong," a detail investigators believe will prove critical. Police released still images of the suspects and asked for the public's assistance. "The clothing and the scene suggest this was not random, it appears planned," Deputy Commissioner Rebecca Parker stated in a press briefing. "We're asking anyone with phone video or who observed anyone wearing that message to come forward." As of Monday morning, no arrests had been made. However, authorities increased overnight patrols in the area and deployed plainclothes units in nightlife zones following the attack. A neighborhood on edge. East New York is among Brooklyn's more densely populated neighborhoods, with a mix of long-standing residents and younger newcomers drawn by relatively affordable housing. While the area has benefited from increased policing and social services outreach in recent years, residents say incidents like this rekindle memories of the violence the community worked so hard to suppress. "This is the neighborhood I've lived in for 30 years," said business owner Luis Martinez, whose deli near the crime scene closed early Sunday out of concern. "We thought things were getting better, but then this happens, and it feels like we're back at square one." Social media posts under the hashtag East New York Safety surged overnight as community leaders called for calm and cooperation. Local advocacy groups are organizing a walkthrough with NYPD leadership later this week to address concerns about lighting, service delays in 911 responses, and the presence of unmonitored rear street alleys. Why the timing and location matter? The attack's timing, after midnight, coincides with a broader pattern of robberies and stabbings that occur when fewer witnesses are around and businesses are closed. The nearby subway stop and nightlife district create a convergence of younger crowds, late-night foot traffic and limited supervision. The interplay of nightlife, transient transit riders and darkened streets forms a perfect target environment, said criminologist Dr. Alan Reed at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. "These offenses often go underreported compared to gun violence, but their impact on community fear is profound. Citywide statistics continue to show a downward trend in shootings and major transit crimes. However, the NYPD explicitly warns that reductions in one category do not guarantee overall safety improvements. Knife-related robberies remain difficult to detect and patrol proactively, making community vigilance and intelligence sharing critical. Police response and preventive measures. In the wake of the incident, NYPD Brooklyn South Command announced enhanced patrol shifts in East New York, including a minimum four-officer presence per downtown shift and surveillance of key nightlife corridors. Police have also begun engaging local bar and club owners to adhere to stricter safety protocols, including verifying patrons, monitoring entrances, and maintaining clear escape routes. Mayor Eric Adams issued a brief statement, saying, "We will not let one night of violence undo the progress we've made. But we will listen."